Hello.
Hey Chris, it's Adele.
Oh, hello.
I've only just got your voice message.
From when exactly?
From yesterday.
What day was yesterday?
Today is Friday. Yesterday was Thursday. I don't know why it didn't come through earlier.
So I can't even keep track of hours at this point, honestly. Sorry. I just keep getting continuously run over.
I know.
Even though, honestly, the pace is significantly slower at this point than it was a year or two ago, both respectively in turn.
How are you?
Do you really need to even ask that question? Like, do I need to even try to attempt to answer it right now?
No, please don't answer it. Because based on the message, which I'm not going to record in the notes, but
look,
based on the message...
Look, how I am is I've made statements to both the prosecutor and my... bail correction supervisor that could quite fairly be mandatory reported, but they're choosing to take my exact precise words and realise that I'm not suicidal and never have been and not do that, but I'm not getting arrested again. I can't, because I will lose the pets permanently. There's no one to take care of them. The RSPCA will take them, and that means I'll never get them back, and housing will evict me. I'm not ever facing bail again. I don't even know what happened at the hearing yesterday. It appears the magistrate skipped over half of the bail requirements over the prosecutor's objection, and the article in the Canberra Times is all about, you know, magistrate invites bail review or something like that. I don't even know what the fuck happened there, but, like, this has gotten beyond highly dangerous for me at this point, and I've made clear to the prosecutor and the bail supervisor that I will not be going back into custody again. At this point, I don't have any option. I'm trying to do everything I can to avoid ending up in that fucking scenario still, and I will continue to do so until the absolute last fucking second. So
I am
don't send
that.
ACT Mental Health out here, because right now the prosecutor's asked the court and the court has ordered a mandatory mental health assessment by them at the moment anyway, because I've lost the medical documents that I managed to get together to ask the court for a mental impairment hearing and the dismissal of the charges on the basis of mental impairment anyway when the hard drive went bust. ACT Health and my previous GP practice continue to refuse me access to my own medical records. Apparently the legislation saying that you have the right to your own medical records is yet another piece of legislation like the Disability Discrimination Act that exists only on paper.
Yeah.
And that's not even like 5% right now. I've spoken to Jason once, like a week or so ago, on a broken phone call. The reception was shocking on his end, and we barely got anything out, and the call deteriorated to the point where I could only make out one out of every eight words, and then it just, like, cut out after that. I've included him and Barbara on a bunch of emails. I haven't heard from Barbara in 3 weeks at this point. I haven't heard from Jason in 3 weeks other than that one broken phone call, which we got out basically nothing on because it was so, like... It was like a transatlantic call in the 90s to start with, and it deteriorated from there. I'm not including them on emails for funsies. It's actually making it worse because other people at this point are assuming that they're doing something to support me, and they're not doing anything at all, and I don't know why. This is what I mean, that they appear to be denying me service because their actions do not match any of their words. Like, I'm going to stop including them on emails at this point because they haven't responded to a single thing. They haven't called me once in 3 weeks. The only time I connected with Jason, I called him. I don't know what's going on, but I need a GP desperately. I don't even know if I have an NDIS plan anymore. I don't think I do, but if I do, I need support workers. But, like, I can't, like, I've called them. I've left messages for them. I've called the practice, left messages for Barbara. I've included them on a bunch of emails. I've emailed them directly. Like, there's no contact back from them. So, like, I don't know what's going on. If you want to try sorting it out with them, please, because I need next practice at this point, whether I want them or not and whether they want me or not. But, like the fact is, Jason and Barbara's actions do not at all match the words that they've said to you and they've said to me. So I don't even know what's going on, and I'm getting continuously run over with stuff, and I can't spend almost any time trying to chase them down anymore.
I'm sending them.
Sorry, I'm not pissed off with you.
I'm sending them both emails now. So
You made it quite clear that you're about to go on leave for the end of the year and you don't have any more time for me, so I just, like, I think...
Look,
I only left a message for you again and included you in emails again because what happened yesterday.
Yeah, please include me in emails. I'm still keeping my client load. It's just that I'm going, I won't be able to spend hours and hours per week.
Me being arrested again. I shouldn't have been on bail prior to this week. That whole inspection and the whole reason I'm on bail in the first place was utter fucking bullshit. I've asked the prosecutor at this point to, as a show to the court, discontinue that one charge from the inspection that resulted in me being not getting a bail hearing for 4 days, me being tortured in the watch house, because I shouldn't be on bail at this point. I'll deal out the other pre-existing charges of mental impairment, which is already basically almost acting as my lawyer to facilitate at this point, just about to the absolute limits of what she can do without actually getting in serious trouble. And the new charge might fall with the Commonwealth prosecutor, or she's probably going to be able to convince them to let it fall across to her office. If it does, I'll either just plead that one out as guilty and take the penalty on that. I'm not going to get evicted on the basis of whatever happens with that, or that one can be dealt with on mental impairment as well. If it goes to the Commonwealth prosecutor, it'll go to the Supreme Court, though, and the Supreme Court doesn't do mental impairments, so I'll just have to plead it out with the prosecutor. But I don't have a mobile phone for goodness knows how long at this point. I'm going to have to buy a digital camera. It's the pet's third birthday on the 8th of this month. Same date. It was Cindy's 3-year anniversary yesterday from when I put it down. On the 8th of this month is the 3-year anniversary from when I buried her, and the pet's third birthday. I haven't even celebrated the two previous ones because so much was going on. I can't even take photos anymore at this point. I need to buy a digital camera now.
Chris?
Look, I need you to get Jason and Barbara to fucking pull their thumbs out and do something for me because at this point,
what do you want Jason to do? What supports would you like to request?
I don't even know if I have an NDIS plan anymore. I heard from the NDIS 2 months ago now was your plan has been terminated. And I haven't heard anything other than that since. So I don't know what Jason's been doing, but that's the level that I've been at on the NDIS the entire time. Barbara, and I've explicitly said to Barbara 3 weeks ago and Jason 3 weeks ago, if you can at least connect me with a GP without an NDIS plan, yes, apparently. I've been waiting 3 weeks now for Barbara to get back to me about a GP appointment.
Yep, okay.
I just need Jason to talk to me. He hasn't even tried to communicate with me at all in 3 weeks. Neither has Barbara, so I've got no idea what's going on, and I've included them on so many emails and there's so many messages for them. It's bordering on harassment at this point if I continue. And I don't have, with what I'm dealing with now, without the phone, I'm so fucked at this point, I can't chase them down anymore. So the only one thing, if you want to do anything for me right now, is find out what the heck Barbara and Jason is going on in their head, because there's clearly a massive disconnect between whatever they think is happening and what the reality is for me right now.
Yep, sorry.
So, look, thank you for calling right now. I'll let you go. I'm exhausted at this point. I need to sleep very soon. But
in terms of NDIS support, if you still have a plan, did you want domestic support?
I'm not even keeping up on cleaning at this point. I've got huge bags of bottled 10-cent recycling that just need to be taken to the local Tuggeranong depot that have been sitting here for weeks waiting ready to go. I'm so far behind on the cleaning at this point. It's starting to become a real issue and it's going to affect my health. I've had to put one of the aircon units in place at this point and I've been disinfecting it, but I feel like I'm potentially getting staff back. I need to see a GP urgently at this point because I might have to go back on penicillin right now. And if the staff is coming back, I need to go back on penicillin before I get a big breakout, because the one thing that will tip me completely over the edge on top of everything else right now is a massive staff breakout again and my skin just being inflamed all the time.
All right. Sorry.
So GP is Barbara is the higher priority. I don't give a fuck about NDIS right now. I need to see a GP. I've been waiting. The last I spoke to Barbara, either 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, I've lost track of time at this point. I'm sorry. But I said, get me a GP. She said, I will get you a GP appointment. I haven't heard anything back since. So Barbara first, then NDIS after that.
I've got them both in here. And I'm just trying to keep it nice and simple. So medical appointment with the GP if you think you might have an infection and need antibiotics.
Well, the staff is possibly coming back. But, yes, there's a whole bunch of GP stuff that is more than stacked up and urgent by this point that I need to talk to a GP about. I basically need, a GP appointment a day for the next 4 weeks. That's obviously not going to happen, but like that's the level of stacked up stuff that I haven't had any care around for so long at this point.
And then for NDIS support,
I just need anyone in the house, first of all, just to help me clean, like the whole bathroom needs doing, the whole kitchen needs doing, the whole, I'm only keeping up with the washing up at this point. That's so, about it. And the pets.
So we're just trying to get you some regular domestic assistance.
Yeah.
And a GP appointment. Okay, I've sent that off to them now.
That's it. That's the only thing I would ask you to do if you did anything whatsoever. So thank you for calling. But if I can leave you with that, that would be fantastic.
Yep, done. And they will probably try and call you, okay?
Adele, I want to survive. I've been dreaming in my head for the last 2 weeks about building the modern success of the Sim City, and with AI coding, I could actually manage that almost at this point. Build a crude enough working model that someone would give me money to actually like make it proper. Like I've got so many ideas. I would not want to remake Sim City. I don't want to make the sequel to Sim City. There's a whole new game that I've got planned out in my head that I think could be like gigantic. I've never had an idea like this in my life. I want to survive, but
that's hard.
Like it might look like I'm just continuously self-sabotaging or something, because how could all these things just continuously happen? But this has been my story of my entire life. When I was 16 years old, my dad used to sit down with me and say, I don't understand how all these things keep happening to you. You know, people over my life did, but like the pace at which is going on at the moment is actually semi-moderate, especially compared to the last few years. But like, this is my entire life. If I don't have supports, when I don't have friends, when I don't have family around me anymore, and I don't have, I'm shrunk down to nothing at this point. Yeah, I'll leave you with that. Thank you.
All right.
Can I go now?
Bye, Chris.
Thank you. Bye.